So first question I have for you has to do with disinformation and misinformation, mm-hmm. and that being a real buzzword nowadays, especially whenever it comes to the news.
Okay.
And in your film, you talk about assassination through narrative.
Yep.
And is there a correlation to
So disinformation and misinformation and malinformation really can come down to two words, facts, right, or lies, or you could say truth or lies. So if something is true, like if our elections are fraudulent, and I say that our elections are fraudulent, and they say, well, that's misinformation. There's no evidence. Well, there's plenty of evidence that our elections are fraudulent. If I was to say, I deny that we have elections, so that would be the literal verbatim of somebody called an election denier, right? So if an election denier, as an example, I've been called that. So I don't deny elections. I deny that we have fair elections. So that would be, they would say, that's misinformation. There's no evidence. There's a ton of evidence.
Right.
So they're going to use words, the left and communists use words all the time. And they are very smart and they're very well coordinated. And they parrot across the board because they get the word out. And we end up finding ourselves on our heels, constantly defending ourselves. Mm. One of the first rules for countering radicals is never apologize. Don't apologize for telling the truth. Don't apologize for saying something that you believe to be true, you know, and let somebody dispute it. And even after they dispute it, you might still say, I still don't believe it. I still believe this to be true, mm. you know, and it's like, what is in the eye of the beholder, right? A piece of artwork. I look at it and I say, piece of junk. You look at it and say, work of art. So facts, lies, truth, lies, they are going to put definitions to misinformation and disinformation. The government will do this. And when they do that, they will then box in free speech.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And once they box in free speech, that is another attack on our rights because they clearly, although they're going to try again, they clearly can't get rid of the Second Amendment. And they really have a difficult time with the First Amendment. And so they're going to try to limit the First Amendment by creating words that can box people in. So everybody's afraid to say something. So if I say elections are totally fraudulent, I don't believe our elections are fair at all. Right. So the government will say, well, you're and especially a guy like me, you're spewing misinformation. There's no evidence that we have widespread. They'll say widespread fraud. So what's widespread fraud? Is that one person, one vote from somebody who's dead? Is that enough? Is that widespread enough? You know, that one vote came in from somebody who is known to be dead. Okay. So is that misinformation? Is that disinformation? Is that a lie or is that a fact? Well, we know that that's a fact because there are people that have, there are votes that have been counted from people who are dead. So how many dead people that voted, you know, at what point do we say one is too many?
Right.
Right? Because there's a lot of dead, you know, here we are in a couple of days here before Memorial Day weekend where we're supposed to celebrate the sacrifice of soldiers who have died on the battlefields of this, you know, of this country or for this country. And, you know, so if they sacrifice, why should we count a vote of a dead person, of one dead person? So that's a fact. So what I just said is that those are factual statements, but the government is going to create these definitions and the left will, you know, they will beat us about the head and shoulders and they will try to shut down free speech. And most Americans will keep their mouths shut because most Americans are afraid.
That actually brings up a good point for our audience at the stream of we went through a new branding and discovered that most of our audience wants to do something,
mm-hmm.
wants to get involved because they do believe in the Constitution, what it stands for.
Yeah.
And proud of our military fighting. Is there anything that you could say to them to encourage them to keep going to.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if they want to call me up and tell me they're exhausted, please do. Okay. And I will, you know, straighten them up pretty quickly. I think that there's all kinds of place people out there across the country, like Audit the Vote, PrecinctStrategy.com, Moms for America, Women Fighting for America, Citizens Defending Freedom. You know, these are organizations. These are all, for the most part, they're all nonprofit organizations that are, you know, America's Future is one I run. And that particular one has to do with child sex trafficking. We're going as hard as we can to try to put a dent in that problem. So it just depends on what people want to do. If they want to help with politics, if they want to help with elections, there are a ton of places that they can go look at. And I just mentioned, you know, a few of them that are legitimate organizations that are actually doing very good work for this country at local level, at a very, very local level. These are not people that are, you know, wandering around Washington, D.C., trying to get somebody to recognize them. These are people that are, you know, going around this country and doing good things at local level. And so I think anybody that asks or anybody that sits there and says, I don't know what to do, I can't help them. I can't help those people. I really can't. At this point, we don't have that much time. So if you don't know what to do, I need to go find somebody who's willing to do something. Okay. Somebody who's like sitting and feels that way. It doesn't mean that I don't have compassion or even sympathy for somebody who's sitting there and feels like they're isolated. Go get engaged, go get involved. I can't emphasize that enough. And this is it. We don't have that many more days until we're going to decide whether we're going to be continue to be this experiment in democracy called a constitutional republic, or whether we're going to completely move down the road towards communism. And that's where we're heading. We're actually on that road right now, because we don't control the levers of power. The communists do. And so the fact that I'm going around this country and talking the way I'm talking, at a certain point in time, maybe a year from now, if they stay in power, these kinds of things they won't allow happen. So they'll come and shut guys like me down. They'll come and arrest me, and they'll take me in for questioning, and I'll get a lawyer and I'll fight it. And maybe they won't let me go. Maybe they won't let me get a lawyer. They don't, you know, they do that to people now, right?
Yes.
So I mean, just look at some of the J6 cases.
Yes. Yes.
So.
Well, it was definitely a very emotional moment for me when watching the film, of getting to the point of them going after your son,
right,
to get to you,
right,
and how you literally had a John 15:13 moment.
Yeah.
And what was that like for you?
Well, I mean, and there's even more to it than you know. I mean, what you can portray in a movie like that in 2 hours, it's like somebody who reads your bio to try to introduce you, and it's a bio that's like 5 sentences, you know, and you're trying to take 40 years of somebody's, you know, career, and you're trying to get it knocked into like 3 or 4 sentences, you know? Mm-hmm. So there's so much more. And my wife kind of, in a movie, my wife, I think, is very clear in the part of the discussion where she talks about, you know, unless you were in our shoes kind of thing. You know, you make decisions based on what you're faced with. Like, when you're faced with a tragedy, I might be able to help you. We didn't have a lot of help. We really didn't. We had each other, and we had our family. But even then, it was like, you know, I had to be very careful about what I even told my family because of these animals that we were facing. And I use that word animals very precisely. So it's really difficult because knowing what we knew and the state of play of where Michael was at, my son Michael was at, it was actually a very easy decision for me, but it was like monumental, you know, and I understood the gravity of it, but you know, I was willing to accept the consequences. And, you know, and of course, the animals that we were facing, they have no soul. So they're not, you know, they have a heart, but it's a dark heart, but they definitely don't have a soul. Okay. Cause if one has a soul, that means you have a consciousness, and, consciousness is something that can tell you between, you know, the difference between what's right and what's wrong, what's good and what's evil. Well, these people have no soul because they don't know the difference and they don't care about the difference. What they care about is their own, you know, you can go through the whole litany of seven deadly sins, and every one of them is probably, some are actually more visible in some of these animals than others, some of these deadly sins. But, you know, ego being one. So, you know, you had to be at that moment to understand it. Mm-hmm. And I think that it was just a really, really difficult decision. But it was made easier by our between my wife and I, our faith in each other.
Well, that family is everything.
Mm-hmm.
And God being in the center of that. And I was actually looking up and researching on Michael's case, your case, having to do with Farah. And to this day, haven't seen charges against Hunter Biden brought up.
Right, right. And he clearly violated that. I mean, we didn't. We didn't at all. We weren't even close to it. And, but they used it. They used it in a very evil way. And of course, Hunter, in his case, he actually did violate it.
Hmm.
And he actually did work for a foreign government, a couple of foreign governments, and received massive benefits. And so did his father, the president of the United States. So, and that's not a conspiracy theory. Or misinformation. That's very real, and it's provable, and it has been proven. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's sad, the state of the country and the weaponization of our justice system. Mm. And the lack of leadership that we have in Washington, D.C. I mean, that's why I tell people, like, don't waste time worrying about what they're going to do, because they're going to do nothing but continue to ruin this country because of their own greed. But so focus on what you can control in your own home, you know, in your town, in your community. And I think if people do that, that gets back to the first thing you asked me about, like what people can do, right? So super, super important that people reflect on that, you know, if you can't do anything about what they're doing in Washington, D.C., I mean, be my guest and complain about it. Complain about it all day long. But also do something that you can control. Do something that you can, right? Don't worry about what you can't do. And it's very simple guidance.
Have you considered or have you thought about going back into federal politics again, depending on how things go?
Yeah, I mean, I have, and I've been asked, and so... honestly, it is the last thing that I want to do. It really is. I mean, what I want to do right now is I want to safely, finish up this tour that we're on. I will continue to promote this movie because I think every American needs to see it, because it's mind-boggling about what our government would do to a person at the level that I got to. And with all of my years of military service, what they would do to not just to me, but to my entire family. Mm-hmm. And
you were a civilian because you retired.
Yeah. So yeah. But I mean, it's like, you know, so, going back into service, I don't know. I sitting here with you today, my answer is I want nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe I get a good night's rest and I get up tomorrow morning. And I say, yeah, I consider it. I mean, I certainly would consider it. I would consider it, but the environment has changed. The situation has changed. My life has dramatically changed. And so, you know, here I am, you know, doing what I'm doing, and I'm going to keep doing it. And I will, because I believe so much in this country because of what I was given. And I do understand our Constitution, our freedoms. I understand sacrifice, and I don't think most Americans do. In fact, I would say that like 90% of Americans don't understand. And that's, it doesn't mean that those 90% are dumb people. It just means that we have forgotten what all those things mean. We've taken for granted our freedom. We've taken for granted those who sacrifice. We've taken for granted things like our Constitution. We just assume that these people in Washington or Austin or whatever, you know, whatever state capital you're from, we just assume that those people are going to do the right thing. They stopped doing the right thing a long time ago, and we stopped paying attention a long time ago. And when we stopped paying attention, you know, America, then they took advantage of us. And we turned around and we went, the heck's been going on here? Mm-hmm. Right? And you look around and we got a mess.
What would you like people to take away from Flynn?
I want them to ask the question after watching it, what are they willing to fight for? What are they willing to fight for? You know, if you're going to do anything, I mean, if you're going to go into a battle, whether it's a emotional or mental battle with, you know, for some issue. I mean, it could even be, you know, in a marriage, right? Could be like in a marriage. A marriage has very difficult, rocky, mm-hmm. rocky moments, you know, and most people aren't willing to fight to save it. Mm-hmm. Most people just let it go. Okay. If you got married and you made the decision to get married because you love someone and you're like, you know, and then all of a sudden you're like, you have a couple of rocky, you know, rocky times and you, you know, you have a couple of arguments, you know, so are you going to give up and just say, I'm getting a divorce and walk away from marriage? Or are you willing to fight for that to keep that marriage going? Now, if it's an abusive relationship, of some kind of physicality or some type of physical abuse or even mental abuse, then there's a different issue there.
Right.
Now you've got to start to really reflect on whether or not you obviously one or the other made a poor call, and that's fine. And so you make a decision about getting out of that kind of abusive relationship, which happens. But that's not the norm. The norm is just people who get married, and then they just, you know, we've made it in this country so easy to get a divorce. I'm not saying that I like people that have been divorced or not, or I'm not judging the people that have gone through that, because a lot of people have, because we've made it easy. And I do believe that people give up too easily. They give up and they don't, you know, you're like looking at something, you're going, okay, you know, am I willing to fight for this relationship to stay, especially when children are involved, right? So, you know, when people say, well, we fell out of love, okay, you know, all right, really? You know, I mean, I've been in a long-term relationship and I just know that it's hard work mm-hmm. to stay in a long relationship. It's not all rosy and wonderful. So, you know, the big question out of this movie is, what are you willing to fight for? And, you know, my family is the answer to that question for me. And, you know, it's like I say in the movie, you know, if I was willing to die for my country, I'm certainly willing to die for my family. So, because that's why I would fight. And I think that too many of us maybe my threshold of pain is different. But I think too many people allow themselves to not understand that they have actually a much stronger threshold than they really do. And to me, that's, I think people need to, they really, really need to strengthen themselves. And then sometimes it's just walk away, go to a quiet place and say a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.